It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
We just want to chip. I don't know another city doing this. Piss was hitting shots. Shots. Price was pitching lights out. Now we at the top. We the champs doing damage. We the Boston Red Sox. This the team that got the block hot. Yeah, super hot. Give us our respect.
Give me my respect.
Look like MJ with my Ben and Tandy catch. Stunting like Joe Kelly in his specs. Coming out the bullpen, about to catch wreck. Chris L is the one.
He the one.
Then we come with Craig Kimball and you're done, yo.
Rap.
All these teams are whack.
These teams are whack, yo.
Yankees then the Astros, we took care of that.
Boom.
We got LA shook.
Shook.
We shelling down Kershaw. Get that man the hook, huh? Can't ball with us.
Nah.
We some born winners.
Oh.
Mookie light skin, but he's still a hard hitter.
Facts.
Rock a beat fitted.
Hey.
Got him all bitter.
What?
Yo, we taking out the trash, man, and y'all litter.
Oh.
LA's overrated. Boston dominated.
Yeah.
All of y'all hated.
Oh.
And we still made it.
What?
Shout out JB and Zan. Title Town holds it down. We the champions again. I hit the. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We the champs doing damage. We the Boston Red Sox.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We got the Dutcher and Rich radio program. Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. I asked Rich during that song, what the hell was that? And he said there's a story behind it.
Okay, so you know how I said that every time there's a team going for a championship, we get like a ton of emails of, and it's every year, it's a rap song about, we're the champions, yo, you know, we're doing great, we're the champs. Every single team, whether it's the Celtics like last year or, I mean, the Patriots going to the Super Bowl, we always get one. But then there was that one that we just played by a guy named Money Mav that seemed to slip past the goalie and somehow made it onto almost every Instagram video that the Red Sox players were playing. They got a hold of that. And on the plane home, almost every video, they kept playing that on loop. It's called Red Sox Nonstop Remix. And Brock Holt and everyone else who was filming videos, that song is everywhere all over it. And I must have gotten emailed that song 50 times yesterday. Look, it's the official song of the Red Sox. Like, they actually are playing that song in all of their videos.
Okay.
And that, once again, this happens with every championship. There's always some rappers like, oh, I'm going to rap at them because no one's done that before. Everyone's done that before. So there you go. That's the story behind that one right there. That is the it's on all of the Instagram videos, and they're playing it all like on the way home when they're all on the plane celebrating. That's the song that's on the iPod.
A lot of
is that one that somehow that one slipped past the goal.
Interesting lyrics involved there.
A lot of alcohol obviously consumed on the plane.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of interesting because not only did you have the Porcello nude video where he jumped into the big thing of ice, but I guess they got Dombrowski in there. Not nude, which I was hoping for, but I guess he was the first one in the big ice bucket. They dunked him.
Well, he didn't have to get nude so much as just at his age, just take off, take it out, and then let the boys drag into the water.
It's like a little, it's like a Laffy Taffy situation.
Yeah, I've heard that when you get older, the scrotum tends to lengthen. Is what I've heard.
Okay.
All right. Trainwreck Scott. Hello.
Hey, Bubba! What's up? Hey, how about those 18 innings? Hey, it's a traffic alert. It's train wreck. I've been placed on assignment. You want to hear who I am?
Yep.
I'm on 128. I got a question. Why do we even paint lines? I can't even move over. I just want to get home, drop my wife down at her mother's, and no one's letting me move over. And you know what I'm saying to the lady next to me right now? Because we're now landlords and roommates. Oh, I hope your cubicle tips off when you get to work. I tell you, Fred is driving me crazy.
All right. Train wreck, Scott, you're always very funny. You always have big jokes.
Well, you guys laugh and you bust my chops. You can bust my chops. I'm durable. It's all good. Anyway, no, it's driving me nuts. I drove her down there. Her mom's sick, right? And I'm in this lane. I'm in a lane. There's white lines on both sides of me. I'm in the middle lane, which means I don't need the next exit. I just want to get home, okay? And I look over, and the lady's just staring at me. And I'm cussing under my breath. I'm like, you know something? We're roommates right now because we're not moving. We're not going anywhere.
All right, that's enough of train wreck, Scott.
That's train wreck, Scott. You can't repeating the joke.
You're right. You can't stay on the line that long and not at least drop a certain shout out to a person who works at the station.
Manny, go ahead.
Hey guys. Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Same old stuff. Wow, that call really was a little disconcerting. But anyway, I want to talk about watching Tom Brady with the ball last night. I think it was like 3rd and 8 at the end of like the first quarter, maybe a little end of the first half. But so slow, it brought back memories of Bledsoe. It was really like, I don't know, like watching Sarge do a bit, the dating game bit there. It was cringe inducing. That's all I can say, guys.
Right there. There you go.
Yep, 6-0-8. Okay.
All right.
Not bad.
Not a record, but nonetheless.
Not a record. I mean, that was kind of interesting seeing Tom Brady run, but we've had, who is it, Brandon Merriweather, we had him on, and he's we played with both Eli Manning and Tom Brady, and we're like, well, which one is slower of the two? And he goes, oh, it's Tom. He goes, without a doubt, it's Tom Brady.
Yeah. All right. Young Nicholas, we talked to your father yesterday. Was he excited about that? All right, go on a microphone. Was he excited about what happened?
Yes, he was very excited.
Okay. Did he hear? What did he say to you?
He texted me saying, you know, I hope I didn't embarrass you, and how the Red Sox, really excited about the Red Sox win on Sunday.
All right. Now that all the World Series is over and there was a game last night that wasn't particularly interesting, will you, now today's the day. Today's the day for the bicycle.
No, he's got the thing tomorrow. He's got the big parade.
Yeah, that's not tomorrow. Today's the day for the bicycle.
What time do you want me to come over?
I got something till... What time can you come over?
I can either... I can come over in the afternoon time.
Do you have like a bike thing there, like a tool?
Tools? Yes, I have tools.
You have tools? Like one that for bikes?
Yeah. They're called tools. I'll bring my bag of tools.
Yeah, but is there like, because when you buy the bike at the bike store, they have one of them, like it looks like a Swiss Army knife. It's got a bunch of different...
The buck tool?
You mean an Allen wrench?
It's like a buck tool. It's got a bunch of, it's like a, it, you could use it as a wrench, but it's got a bunch of other stuff in it.
No,
right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
got
like a bunch
an
of
Allen wrench. I do have
I know what an Allen wrench is. It's got a, but it's got a bunch of, it's specifically for bikes, I believe.
Not specifically, but all right. I have that tool.
All right, so you have, how big is your toolbox?
My tool, excuse me?
How big is your toolbox?
I have a big toolbox.
Now, you know how to fix things around?
I do.
You know how to do electrical work?
To a point, yeah.
Okay, because you... Now, what... I used to want to see young Nicholas do electrical work.
You get something else around the house you need him to fix?
I don't know. If he's this big handyman.
After he's done with the bike? No.
If he's this big handyman, what electrical work have you done?
I don't know. It was all done when I was living in Marshfield at my other house.
You did the electrical work?
I did some of it, yeah.
Didn't that house burn down?
Yeah, didn't the house burn down, didn't
partially,
it?
Partially, like in a small section of the house it burnt down, but I wasn't doing any electrical work.
But was there an electrical problem that made the house?
Yes, but I didn't touch that. That was not me.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't mean just because in that area it wasn't.
That's what you told the insurance adjuster when he showed up.
I don't want to blow up your spot here. But it seems to me, maybe this conversation should end.
Maybe we're going down a wrong road here. This is...
Did you have a book that told you how to do the electrical work?
Well, yeah, and my friend, I have a lot of friends that are in construction work, so when I initially bought
the house... Did they come over?
Yeah, they have.
Or did you talk to them on the phone and they kind of guided you through it?
They came over.
Okay. So they basically did the electrical work.
They showed me how to do it. I helped out as well. But I did a lot of the things at my old house, whether it was hanging up drywall and all that.
All right.
Fun.
So, I don't have the proper tools to put together this bicycle. I tried yesterday.
You tried?
Yeah.
Okay.
How far did you get?
I took the plastic off, or the foam off of the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which tool did you have?
All, apparently.
The willingness to try.
Hey, what time did you get in, by the way, the other night, when you were out last night? The night before last?
Like 2 o'clock.
Okay, so you started down at Kenmore and then kind of got washed in that sea of people down towards Boylston?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so... At any point, because it sounded like you were in the middle of a mosh pit, at any point were you like legitimately maybe a little scared with your heart condition that someone might...
Yeah, initially, right after they clinched, you know, they won, it got really crazy. At the Kenmore Square, not the Kenmore Square, but where Cask and Flagon and Game On is.
Yeah, right
that
between
was,
there.
Like really crazy.
Okay, and that's when there's like the cops on horseback and everything, and, okay, monitoring the situation.
Yeah.
All right, what happened to the wizard?
I don't know what happened to the wizard. He was walking around outside the Cask and Flagon for a very long time. And I kept my eye on him.
Yeah, that was the Halloween thing.
Interviewed him.
All right, well, you better hang on.
Right now, just as a wizard!
Well, you might want to hang on to your heart today once I start doing sweet endos.
All right.
All right?
Okay, cool.
All right, we'll talk about it. It's been too long now. It's been a month. Nick, he got in it too, but he gets all the sleep in the world. He didn't have to come in yesterday. All right, Rich, I take it we're going to talk about the barn burner in Buffalo yesterday.
Yeah, it was weird as hell, and we will dissect it. And also, there is some stuff definitely worth discussing that happened before and post game involving Josh Gordon.
All right, we will be right back.
Tucker and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Tucker and Rich.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, last night, dildos on the field and everything else out there in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. It was a two dildo game, as a matter of fact.
Double dills.
And double dills. Well, what happened last night is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Head into Dunkin' today and sink your teeth into some delicious Halloween donuts available for a limited time only. These donuts are scary good. It was a game as ugly as the fans at the stadium.
Brady's under center. Quarterback drops back. Gets a handoff and a run straight up the middle. Great into drive. The end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Great drive. Fantastic drive. Let's not get silly. Down inside the 5. You're bringing regular personnel.
James White up the gut. And a big pass-catching night for the running back. He finally slams in the touchdown for the Patriots.
So for three quarters, we got to watch two offenses sputter out and settle for field goals until finally the doors blew off in the fourth, and the Patriots leave Buffalo with a 25-6 victory. With Sony Michel out, Tom Brady did everything. And when I mean everything, I'm talking even throwing blocks on sucker bills like no one's business.
Hogan and Gordon split to the wide side right. The snap to Brady, a give to White. He's going to toss it to Edelman on the reverse. Brady with a block on Alexander as Edelman carries across the 30 and dives to the Buffalo 29, gains over on the stop. And while Brady got leveled, he ran the interference to free Julian Edelman to a first down.
Great job by the 41-year-old quarterback. He did enough to wall off Alexander, and Alexander drops Brady, but it's a 6-yard pickup for a first down.
You could tell Alexander had no interest whatsoever in stopping White. He just
Free shot
at him, and he was just saw. Remember, we used to talk about this with Flynn for years. We're like, if Brady's out there, why don't you just hit the hell out of him? And that was exactly what happened. Alexander had absolutely no interest in that.
But you know what's funny is that Brady, it worked. As awkward as it was, it actually worked.
But reason it worked is because Alexander, you would
just
agree,
licking his chops.
Alexander had no interest whatsoever.
So many times when faced with actually touching Tom Brady, you see guys throw their hands up and maybe bump chests, and the object of the quarterback is to just get in the way. And most linemen like, okay, you're in the way, I got to find a way around you. Nope. Alexander, who I think had two sacks last night.
Did you see him after the play? He was like all smiling and everything.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you just gave up a first down.
I'm not going anywhere this season. My team's going to win 4 games. This is going to be a highlight reel play. Yeah. You know, I don't care about, Edelman's going to get tackled by one of the guys behind me. I'm not going to get any more chances better than this.
I couldn't tell if that was Brady laughing after the play, because there was a very loud on-field laugh that was picked up after the play
was
done.
Alexander.
No. I think it might have been because the camera went to Brady after the sound, and he's smiling as if he knows what just happened.
There's no target zone. I mean, if you're rushing the passer, there's a target zone. You have like a 2 foot by 2 foot square at the end.
Sure.
If it's a running play, all bets are off. If I'm a linebacker, I take as many chances, any shots that I can.
I was always fascinated why people, if he was out in the open, why you just didn't bowl him over?
Go for broke. You're never going to have another chance like that.
Absolutely. I mean, Brady was running.
Not just Brady, but any quarterback. You just don't have another shot.
But with Brady,
if it's Derek Anderson, I'm not overly.
We'll get to Derek Anderson in a moment. He got covered himself in glory. Well, Tom completed 29 of his 45 passes, 324 yards, and he was relegated to passing most of the game because Cordarrelle Patterson was his premier back, who got as many carries as James White and Kenyon Barner combined. It doesn't mean, however, that Gronk didn't get in at least one unbelievable catch.
Three receivers right. Brady's looking left. He throws it for Gronk back shoulder. He makes the catch off the shoulder of the defender Gaines, although Gronk may have been out of bounds, and indeed he steps out with a catch at the Buffalo 7.
Yeah, he's not even debating it. Getting back in the huddle here.
Gronkowski reached up on
1-2.
The throw that was...
Oh, he's in.
Yeah, and he was in. He ended up being in. But, I mean, how many receivers or tight ends in the league can make that catch? It was unbelievable. Even though, what, he have two receptions for the... He didn't get many
at
all.
He was a blocker
touches.
Again. And when the right side of your offensive line is injured, you need to keep Gronk in the block.
Yep.
I mean, let's see. Cannon missed a game altogether, and then Shaq Mason went out early. So the right side of your line was not very good. So what do? You leave Gronk in the block to maybe get some offensive ground game going.
Well, now on the other side of the ball, we all knew that the Bills' offense was abysmal, but admit it, it was kind of awesome for just one game to see the Patriots' defense absolutely wreck the opposition.
Patterson on 3rd and 10, dropping back and firing down the middle pass. He's intercepted by Devin McCourty. Runs it left, 25-30, to the 40. Speeding past the 50. Sprinting to the 40. A blocker in front at the 20. 15-10. Goodbye! Oh. Pick 6. Devin McCourty. Touchdown, Patriots!
Start the buses, baby. Let's get out of here.
All right, two things about that pick six. Number one, Devin McCourty apparently was clocked at 22 miles per hour on that run.
He went a lot. That's what I was thinking when he was returning it. Boy, he's fast.
He was fast as hell.
You never see that.
And I never really think of Devin McCourty and super fast.
Yeah.
But last night, he was crushing it. And by the way, number two, just the Herculean effort by Derek Anderson to try to keep McCourty out of the end zone. And by effort, I mean running in the opposite direction and saying, I don't get paid enough for this crap.
No,
it was an opposite Tom Brady moment.
No, he doesn't. He's like Cutler last year. He doesn't want to be in the NFL.
I was on a golf course 3 weeks ago. I'm not tackling this guy.
I said that several times.
And then he got hurt later anyway, so it didn't matter.
By the way, shout out to the same company that does the commercials for the General Insurance, making the graphics for last night's Monday Night Football.
God.
Did you see the Tom Brady jumping through the table, and then the one where
they went back to it later?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah. Well, you don't just
play
that
the
once.
Hits.
You know, you don't make something that amazing.
I know.
But the General has changed commercials a lot. But they still keep
the Shaq one.
The Shaq one where he goes, I used to have the General when I was, and he takes a sip of coffee, younger. And you're like, what is this?
Why are you confusing
Why
me?
Is this confusing? What does it have to do with anything?
Well, then there was Kyle Van Noy last night, who I think might have actually broken poor Derek Anderson.
Anderson in the gun, takes the shotgun snap, backs up, pressured by Van Noy, decked by Van Noy. His second sack of the night as Anderson goes down back at the 42-yard line, shaken up on the hit.
He got hurt.
Kyle Van Noy had a free lane to the quarterback. And Derek Anderson, who came out of retirement essentially a couple of weeks ago, is going to drop to an E.
You know what? One good Van Noy hit deserves another.
Benjamin split right, Jones left. Anderson with the play fake, dropping back, pressure by Van Noy, hitting the ball's out. The ball's out. Shelton was there along with Chung for the Patriots. A penalty marker thrown on the play. Kyle Van Noy from the blind side, knocking the ball out, and the Patriots have it.
There you go. Nice job, Van Noy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom Brady, here he is on his awesome block earlier in the game, and what was going through his head.
I was like a speed bump. I wouldn't say that was necessarily a block. I just try to get in Lorenzo Alexander's way, but he's a big, strong guy, I'll tell you that.
I think that was him laughing, and you could hear it from the field, just like, all right, well, that was ridiculous, but it worked.
Sure.
So,
it did work. Again, yeah. I don't think Alexander had any intention whatsoever of going after Edelman. Brady got worked over a little bit in that first half.
Yeah, he did. He got hit pretty badly a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the stats, it might not show just how bad he was pushed around at least in the first half.
Well, it was such a joke of a game by the end that Belichick even started answering questions about his clothing choices.
Is there a message behind your tie today?
No. Red, white, and blue is kind of patriotic.
It is. Last week, you wore like a Croatian tie.
Yeah, that was a Croatian tie, yeah.
That's not one of
them. Yeah, it's not, no.
It's that one.
You like this one better?
I like whatever Linda puts around my
So that seems to be.
Wow, he's in a good mood. Someone ask him about the punter? I mean, my God. Well, they just there a question about Mark Bavaro somewhere?
They just played Buffalo in with Derek Anderson as quarterback, where you knew right away when they were doing the double flea flickers or whatever the hell you call it.
Yeah, reverse throwback.
Right. It was like right out of like Tecmo Bowl.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And they're running the Wildcat. They probably realized pretty quickly, okay, well, it's time to take a mental rest this evening.
All right, well, right after John Wallach's headlines, there was a story that broke from Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network that Josh Gordon showed up late before the team departed from Gillette for Buffalo, and that he would indeed be punished, and then, voila, no punishment. We get to hear from Bill Belichick and Josh Gordon about what the hell happened there and what's going on and what is the truth behind all of this.
Yeah, very shocking when he was there in the first half. Here is Wallach with the headlines.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. We'll be listening this morning at 6:50 for your chance to score a $100 gift card to the Under Armour brand house at the Pru. Grab your custom championship t-shirts and gear now. Under Armour makes you better. 6:50 is when that's happening.
Well, the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport had reported hours before kickoff that Josh Gordon was going to be benched for at least the first few series of the Patriots game yesterday as a punishment for tardiness this week. And a couple other reports kind of trickled out after that. According to Jeff Howe, he tweeted more context. Josh Gordon showed up late yesterday before the team departed from Gillette Stadium for Buffalo. Now, that punishment was never handed down, however, because Gordon started the game and played 64 of a possible 76 offensive snaps, which was second amongst Patriots wide receivers, only behind Julian Edelman. So what the hell happened there? So they asked Bill Belichick, what happened to that report that came out? What's going on with Josh Gordon?
Bill, there was a report before the game that Josh Gordon's had some tardiness issues and that you were going to sit him for a few series or something. Obviously, you played the whole game. Was
ready. Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to talk to whoever. I don't know. Whoever wrote that, I have no idea.
Okay, so there's that. I don't know what you're talking about. You're going to have to talk about whoever wrote it. Then Josh Gordon was asked, what's going on?
That's going to be a question I'm going to have to ask the coach about. But as it relates to the game, I was available. So that's a plus.
Okay, so then a reporter asked, would you like to clear your name? Is there anything you have to say to clear your name? And he says,
is there anything you want to say just to sort of clear your name? I mean, in regards to what I was asking before.
I gotta check on everything, you know? I'm not too sure about what's out there myself. I couldn't even get your answer.
Thanks, guys. Nice job.
Okay, so what happened? I mean, there's a couple different theories that you could throw out there. There's one that maybe Bill Belichick was trying to smoke out a source. Maybe he leaked information to a reporter and
a mole hunt.
Yeah, and wanted to find out like who was leaking things. Would you put it past Bill Belichick to do something like that? Probably not. All that being said,
I mean that makes Josh Gordon look pretty bad.
No, not if it's not true. I mean, if it ends up not being true,
Gordon has a bad reputation to begin with. He's only been with the club 6 weeks. I mean, if you make him look bad, just to try and find a mole in your organization.
That's the guy that you would want to do that to. I mean, that if you could pick anyone on the team other than him.
That's a good point. He probably is somewhat fragile seeing what he's gone through.
No, there's something to this. It's weird that he started. This is a guy who benched Wes Welker for multiple series just for talking about Rex Ryan and feet.
Mm.
Maybe it's because...
Oh, come on. I set you up beautifully for that.
For a DA impression?
Yes! What the hell?
I mean, listen, he did that. You haven't done the fingers, though. That's right, I did a little finger.
You say that again? I was
thank you.
I was spaced out, and then I heard the four sweetest letters put together in the English language.
Or maybe they showed up and realized, you know what? Our offense is going to have a hard time as is without Sonny Michel. What the hell? We'll just keep him in the game. And they actually needed him. That might be the case.
But then there was all this talk of that's why they're, you know, interested in getting a receiver at the deadline.
All right, well, let's get to that because today's going to be hopefully interesting. That would be nice. I mean, nothing better than when they make a big move at the trade deadline. I love it when it happens. But here's the names that are being thrown out there. Now, it's at 4 o'clock today.
Yes.
That is the deadline. And the names, according to the NFL Network that have been thrown out there, and Mike Giardi, Demaryius Thomas.
No. No. I do not want Demaryius Thomas.
I know you're not a fan. Pierre Garçon, maybe. Emmanuel Sanders.
With a very expensive contract.
I think all three of these guys are in their 30s. Emmanuel Sanders,
yes,
who I do like. Yep. But the number one guy that I think that we would all like to have here as a Patriot, although I don't know if it would happen, but it was being the, matter of fact, it was Ian Rappaport. He said this, he goes, this does underscore why the Patriots have had conversations about trading for a wide receiver. They're particularly interested in Demaryius Thomas and Golden Tate. Tomorrow should be interesting. And to that, Golden Tate himself retweeted that tweet and put, what you talking about, Willis? So yeah,
they just traded for snacks. They're not going to be, they're not trading Golden Tate. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, was that not the craziest / stupidest halftime show yesterday?
You talking about Bush? Bush. Okay, Bush. Here's the thing. Here's why I wasn't so blown away with weirdness by that, is that they've been doing that for several weeks. So they say, we got a crazy live halftime show with a band, and we're going to go live to blank. Like yesterday, it was like, we're going to go live to Niagara Falls, where it's daytime and pre-recorded. And it's Bush standing in front of like 17
people.
Yeah, right. Like 20 people wearing Bills jerseys. And like there's one girl who knows the words. Yeah. And the rest of them are just kind of nodding their head awkwardly and politely in front of Bush.
When you think of Buffalo in Niagara Falls, you think Bush.
Well, they did.
Was that a callback to the fact that when Thurman Thomas played, Bush was kind of popular?
Yeah, when they were honoring him getting his number retired, they said this existed at the same time.
But then, and Thurman Thomas and the Bills. So the Bills have retired three numbers. Thurman Thomas was put in the NFL Hall of Fame in 2007. It took the Bills 11 years to say, that's a pretty good idea. We're going to retire his number now?
Yeah, that was weird.
It's the ownership change. It's because of the ownership
More to the point, why didn't the old owners retire his number?
I don't know.
Did you hear him during the interview?
Had an all-timer.
Well, he said, you know, the best thing about the fan base is the fans.
No, yeah. He said the best thing, the fans make up the fan base.
Yeah, so the fans, they really make up the fan base.
And then he said, but he was one of those guys where she asked a question and he would repeat the question back.
Oh, sure.
I need time to process all of this.
But that halftime show with Bush, like, I don't remember if it was last week or the week before, because for some reason I'm still watching Monday Night Football, even when the games don't really matter to me. But they did that with Garbage, the band Garbage.
Where are they now?
They went straight to the like 1995 alt-rock playlist, and it was like, here's Garbage, live, quote-unquote, and they do it again. It's a pre-recorded thing in black and white in front of like 18 fans.
How's the girl look now?
She looks great. I mean, she looks the same as she did. And all the other guys always looked old. Butch Vig and the other two dudes have always been like way, way old.
Well, Butch Vig's got to be old.
Out of the three guys in that band, he aged the best. Like, well, he still looks kind of the same.
Because I think that he's old. And I couldn't even tell you what the other two guys look like.
I think when he produced Nevermind, he might have been like 48 or something like that. Like maybe mid-40s.
Really?
Yeah, I think he was in his 40s when he produced Nevermind. I could be wrong about that, but I'll check.
Nevermind?
92. 91. 91 or 92?
Oh, he's 63. So he was.
Butch Vig is 63? Wow, yeah. Okay, yeah. So he was like in his 40s, I think, when he made Nevermind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but they're doing that now. And it's like such, it's like, do you think we're stupid? They're not live. It's daylight and it's dark.
Now, listen, you give up. You have to, you know, hold on to, you know, don't be so crazy with reality when you got Bush.
Right. Well, Eve 6 is playing next week, apparently.
Fastball. Did they play Glycerine? I didn't see it.
No, they did Come Down, yeah. I don't want to come back down from this crowd.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you that was definitely a Bush song.
Oh, really?
No, we played it.
I mean, love every second.
All right, yeah, but if you say the name of it, I wouldn't have been able to. I would just go, it's one of those bands.
Yeah, he is. He has not aged, the singer of the band.
No. There's a lot of rumors about him. All right, we'll be back, Rich. I would swallow
my pride. next week's band.
Remember when I made fun of these lyrics and someone got really mad at me?
No.
Oh, yeah, I got like an email that was like 3 pages long.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Heart in a blender, watch it spin around till it's full of Bolivian. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you. The best line is because I feel sick like ginger ale.
He says sick like ginger ale. Oh, because you drink ginger ale when you're sick.
Yes.
All right. I think maybe.
Or am I origami? Oh, the dance going nuts.
A little steak? The Hooba steak?
Why are we playing this?
Because they're going to be in 2 weeks from now at Monday Night Football.
It's a dance finger band.
Okay. Did John just say, why are we playing this? John, why not?
Sorry.
Dance the glitter around.
My fault.
Now, here we go.
It's a great song.
Harvey Danger, right?
Yeah.
I got this one.
It's a great song.
I've actually listened to this song fairly recently. It popped up on Spotify. All right, we'll be back.
Dutcher and Rich.